And you take oak, you'd have a dark ash. Pine would have light ashes. And so they just different colors depending on the hardwood and the softwood.
Yeah.
And so them old ashes get so thick down, you know, as the wood burn, it drop down. And it gets so many in there, so you couldn't get no fire, no draft on the wood to get it to burn. The wood would have to be up where it'd get a little draft on it, so it'd keep it going. And they'd have to tote them ashes out, take a little shell, dip them up, put them in a bucket, tote them off out there somewhere in the front yard, back yard, somewhere, and pour them out.
Yeah.
A lot of them put them around the fig tree, peach tree, and in the garden, I guess. Wife always tote them out of the stove we got in there and pile them up on the fence, upside the fence.
Y'all still use a stove like that?
Cut wood, boards,
See, we don't have no, we got artificial gas, we got butane, but we don't have no natural gas. Natural gas stopped at the foot of the hill below the tower. He's coming on up to the tower, it stopped
that. We have butane heaters, but we use especially our wood heater.
So we got a big old
back part of our house, and then we got butane heaters in the fireplace.
Mm-hmm. We got a big fireplace up in our big brick chimney there on it, and it's fixed up nice and everything. And then down there on the back, but what we call, they call it den now, I call it the back porch, where we sit around there most of the whole time. Well, that's just, you see, we got a little brick chimney coming upside it. We got one of them big old, big stoves in there, you know.
Yeah.
And it's got a door, fill that thing up like a furnace. Down on the bottom down there, got another door, you open it, pull your pan out, about that long. About that wide, it'd be full of ashes.
How long is that about?
Oh, about 24 inches.
2 foot,
right there, 2 foot. Yeah. I think it's 21 inches that pan is.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Krause, when you had to clean out that fireplace, you might get all that black stuff all over your face.
You weren't supposed to do that. You were in your playing. You're going to reach down and get it put on the bucket. If anything come out loose, it's going up that chimney to draw it out.
Yeah.
Only way you get somebody to get out of that, be looking up in there in a chimney sweep. You know what that is?
Yeah.
He get up and get some dust out and he'd come down on it.
And get what, soot?
Yes, soot all over you.
Soot,
smut, or whatever you want to call it.
What kind of things did you have to, sit in, that sort of thing, and
sit in these things, benches like that in Oyama. Some of them had nail kegs. Some of them cut off some old, get them some old, make some stews, you know. That's it, everything. We didn't have no certain puttiness to buy it.
Yeah.
We just, you know, get anything that we could use that wouldn't be too heavy for them to move around and sweep up in front of the fireplace, sweep the house.
Well, yeah, tell me about that, sweep with a...
Well, that, way back then, they grilled a lot of old broom corn and made the brooms, you know. And some of them would just take the broom and...
Okay.
They take a long handle, you know. Some of them would cut a pine or something that split, you know, and they'd hew them out of handle. Looked like a whole handle.